As new followers of Jesus, it's important to understand your identity in Christ. When you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, God transforms you. You are no longer defined by your past or your mistakes. You are now defined by who you are in Christ. This will help you understand and apply God's truth about your restored identity. Number one, you are free. Romans chapter 8 verse 2 says this, says, "For the laws of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." You are free from sin and bondage. Before knowing Christ, you were bound by sin. But now, because of Jesus, you are set free to live a life of victory. When you feel weighed down by sin or temptation, remind yourself you are free. Choose to walk in that freedom and resist anything that tries to keep you in bondage. Number two, you are righteous. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 21 says this, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." You are righteous in God's eyes, not because of what you have done, but because of what Jesus has done for you. His righteousness is now yours through faith. When you make mistakes or feel unworthy, remember your righteousness is based on Jesus, not your performance. Stand firm in the truth that you are made right with God. Number three, you're a new creation. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 17 says this, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new." You are no longer the person you were before Christ. Your past mistakes, regrets, and old identity are gone. You are completely new in Christ. Let go of old identities. Embrace your new life in Christ. When old thoughts or habits try to creep back in, remind yourself you are a new creation, something that's never been before. Number four, you're healed. According to Isaiah 53 and 5, it says this about you, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." Jesus took on your sicknesses and pains. His sacrifice has made healing available to you, both physically and spiritually and emotionally. When you face illnesses or emotional struggles, declare that you are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Stand on this promise and expect to experience God's healing power. Number five, you are redeemed. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 says this, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.'" Jesus has brought you back from the curse of sin and death. You are no longer under the curse of sin or the consequences of the law. Remember that you are redeemed and no longer under condemnation. Live with the confidence that Jesus' sacrifice has broken every curse off of your life. Number six, you're a child of God. John chapter 1, verse 12 says this, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." You are a beloved child of God. You have a personal relationship with him, and he welcomes you into his family. When you pray, know that you are speaking to your heavenly Father. Approach him with the confidence of a child who knows they are loved and accepted. Number seven, you're an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. In Romans chapter 8, verse 17, it says this, "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we also be glorified together." As a child of God, you are an heir of his promises and blessings. You share in everything Jesus has, including eternal life, peace, and provision. Live with the awareness that you have access to the riches of God's kingdom. Trust that he will provide for your needs and bless you abundantly. Number 8, you're an ambassador of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20 says this, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." You represent Christ on this earth. As an ambassador, you have the responsibility to share his message of reconciliation and love with others in your daily life. Be a witness for Christ. Let your actions, words, attitudes reflect his love and bring others closer to him. Number 9, you're saved. Romans 10, verse 9 says this, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Your salvation is secure through faith in Jesus Christ. Believing in him as your Savior and confessing him as Lord is all it takes to receive eternal life. Daily remind yourself that you are saved, not by your own works, but by God's grace through faith. Share this good news with others so that they too can experience salvation. Number 10, you're delivered. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 says this, "He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us in the kingdom of his Son, into the kingdom of the Son of his love." You have been delivered from the power of darkness and brought into God's kingdom. The enemy no longer has authority over you. When you face spiritual battles or temptations, stand firm in the truth that you are delivered. The enemy has no power over you, and you are protected by God. As a new follower of Jesus, it's important to meditate on these truths about who you are in Christ. The more you understand your restored identity, the more you will walk in the freedom, power, purpose that God has for you when challenges arise. Remember who you are: free, righteous, healed, and loved by God. Let me pray with you. Father, I thank you for the new identity I have in Christ. I am free. I'm righteous, redeemed through Jesus. Help me to live each day with the confidence of who I am in you. Empower me to walk in my calling as your child, ambassador, and heir. In Jesus' name, amen. Now today, choose one of these identities, truth, and focus on and speak it aloud. Let it sink into your heart and mind, and walk in the confidence that you are who God says you are in Christ.